It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
That's us.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters are so sick you might get ill just from listening. I'm Jasmine.
I'm Jenny Ray.
And we just both were coughing before this.
Yeah.
So I'm recording this the weekend after I got back from Orlando. And boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, wow.
I caught a cold when I was there, and I'm still getting over it, and my lungs are weak. And I feel like just everyone is just under the weather.
Yeah, I felt like crap the last week.
Yeah.
I've just been coughing and
my post-nasal drip. Post-nasal.
Everyone in Orlando was sick, too. It was just like, everyone was just trying to avoid each other, just giving each other the evil eyes they're coughing.
Oh, dang.
Just like, yeah, we're all
antibacterial
sick.
Antibacterial out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My hands got so dry.
I bet.
Using that, I'm like, So this week's episode is my Orlando trip review.
Yay!
I was supposed to do this while I was there, but I just wasn't feeling well. So
I mean, you're on vacation.
I was on vacation,
enjoy
yeah.
Enjoy the that was, time.
Yeah, the last thing. And I wanted to tell you about my trip.
Yay.
Oh, so yeah, this is Jenny Ray with me again this week.
Oh, hello. Hello. Hi.
You might not have heard her in the intro because she was coughing. we were talking about my trip. I'm like, why don't we just record a podcast and I'll tell you about my trip. Two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
We begin today with breaking news.
Magic Happens begins February 28th at Disneyland. What are we most excited about?
Can we talk about how there's a sword in the stone float?
Yes, that's very exciting.
So random. And does that mean there's going to be a live action? Have they already talked about that, actually?
I think there might be. I heard there's going to be a live action Bambi, but that could just be a joke.
God.
That could just be a joke.
That sounds awful. After, like, I didn't even watch Dumbo. I'm like,
no.
I can't watch these sad. I didn't watch Lion King.
Nope.
No, thank you. But I just find that to be a very, very random choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to know why.
Well, the theme, I don't know if it's like, you can call it a theme. They basically are doing like illusions on each float. So it's going to be like Tiana transforming from a frog to a princess and like Cinderella transforming in her dress. So they're going to do some sort of like illusion with Sword in the Stone.
Huh.
And then Coco, I don't know what the illusion is, like going from the human world to the afterlife. I don't know.
Well, and I mean, was there a reason why? I mean, because I know they talked about the sword in front of the carousel, like when that went missing, and there were like different reasons why people said it happened. Were they trying to get people to talk about it so that when they announced that the float was in the parade, people would be like, oh, yeah, Sword in the Stone.
So wait, what are you talking about? The sword went missing? I know some guy like ripped it out.
Well, that's the thing, but like some people were saying that like, yeah, one guy ripped it out, or they just took it out, or other people were saying they did it because they want to talk about the sword, because then they announced shortly after that float was going to be in the parade.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh my gosh.
200% they're doing a live action, whether it's for Disney Plus or not, I don't know. But there's no way they're putting anything in that parade that they're not going to make money off of.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not.
Speaking of Disney Plus, really quick, did you watch?
Yes.
Did you watch Lady and the Tramp? I never watched it.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a bad Disney fan.
No, I was just wondering because it's another like live action remake.
Yeah.
But
I just watched The Mandalorian over and over again. Just go, la, la, la.
Hello, masked man.
but I am excited too that Todrick Hall is doing the music.
Yeah. I'm mostly excited. I'm not like a big parade person. I'll wait and I'll see it like one time. And hopefully in like 6 months, the lines won't be like, you won't have to wait in line 4 hours before for
it.
Maybe like an hour before. It'll be exciting. It'll be fun. Magic will happen.
I'm hoping that they have a preview the day before because I'll be there the day before.
Oh.
So hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It would be cool if they're doing it on February 29th because that day doesn't even count. DCA's Food and Wine Festival is coming to the park February 28th through April 21st. Sip and Savor Pass making its return.
Is Yachtly Crew performing again?
Probably. What else is Yachtly Crew doing?
They're actually touring a lot.
They're touring the greater Thousand Oaks area. They're yacht hats. Do they have the same show at Disneyland as they do elsewhere? Or is it more toned down for Disney?
It's slightly more toned down for Disney. And they have longer sets.
Not as sensual.
Yes,
the raw sensuality.
Maybe some thrusting occasionally.
Ooh.
In the nightclubs.
people really like the Food and Wine Festival. I feel like DCA is, there's always, it's like Epcot, there's always a festival.
Well, yeah, like Lunar New Year has all their stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan because I'm so picky that it's like, there's nothing literally that I would eat or drink.
I don't drink alcohol. So there's usually like one thing I like. There's usually like some bready meat option that I'm like, yes, bready meat.
Yes.
Give me that. Like the British booth. That's what I want. So also tied to the Food and Wine Festival, Soarin' Over California is returning to DCA during this festival. Why don't they just leave it up all the time?
I didn't even know it was gone.
Yeah, it was. They had it back for a while, then they got rid of it. I feel like they're just going to use that as like, okay, this is down season for DCA.
Yeah.
Bring back Soarin' Over California and we'll have 4-hour long lines again.
So it's World again right now?
So yeah, it's currently World and then they're going to bring back California.
I thought, okay. See, this shows you how many times I go on that. I can't stand that line because even when it seems short, I feel like I'm standing in the same spot for way too long.
Because you move, 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 stand for a long time. Move, 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 stand for a
long
time.
Like, I'm cool listening and looking at Kronk talk, but like the other part of the line, I'm like, this is dumb. But I really thought aviation. That it was back to California.
Nope. It will be starting February 28th.
Oh, my gosh.
So we can go see Magic Happens and then...
But I won't.
Soarin'.
I won't be there.
Oh, you there. You'll just have to spend the night in the park somewhere and they'll find you.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. I just don't get why they don't. I mean, I realize Disneyland, they're really like people in California were very easily manipulated and were like, oh, this is exclusive. I'll get it. Oh, this is temporary. I'll do it. Like, oh, this is closing. I'll go on it. Like nothing makes something more popular than getting rid of it or making it limited.
Electrical light break. Yes. Back for the 10th time. Which I love it too, but I just think it's hilarious that it's like back for a limited time and it's like it's going to be back next year.
Anytime
again,
Disney, this is like a key, this is a fun game. Anytime Disney's not doing well, they bring back the Electrical Light Parade because it's cheap and they know people will come.
Well, and people always say, like, they make fun of it so much. Like, why are they bringing it back? There's still a lot of people that love it.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
And even people will watch it to make fun of it. They're still watching it.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, people, like, as much as they make fun of it, like, that's a classic. Like, if you, are you really from Southern California if you don't love the Electrical Light Parade? No.
Nope.
No, you're not. Nope. That's how we spot you foreigners. You people from different parts of the country.
You transplants.
You transplants. Who are like, oh, I like Paint the Night better. Sure, Jan. Disney World versus Disneyland. Now we're transitioning from the news into the episode.
Let's
segue.
Do it.
So I was noticing from park to park, Disneyland always wins. Like if you compare any one park to any one park in Disney World, Disneyland wins. But overall, obviously Disney World wins in terms of like the resort.
So do you think people who grew up though going to Disney World, obviously they will choose Disney World no matter what.
I noticed people like on the East Coast who'd never been to Disneyland are like, oh, Disneyland's so small. Disney World's so nice. And it's like, it's just bigger. It's not nicer. It's just bigger.
Yeah, but I feel like if I – oh, I don't know why I'm defending the East Coast. No, but I feel like if I only knew of Disney World and that's what I was raised on, and then I go to Disneyland, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
This is so
everything's
small.
So nice. Everything's maintained and there's no cracked paint and popcorn everywhere.
Ooh, shade.
Ooh, sheeny. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're used to like that bigness and like not having transitions between lands and being able to see Autopia from Dumbo, then yeah. And like literally you're sitting at Cosmic Rays and you're looking at Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. I do like though how it has a resort feel, whereas for Disneyland, in some areas you're like, there's Harbor Boulevard.
Yeah, well, Disneyland, like, you could not spend more than 3 days there at the resort. Like,
oh, gosh,
and that's like spending a day at each park and then like a day at the hotel.
Yeah.
Disney World, you could easily spend over a week.
Oh, absolutely.
You could go to each park 2 days just because of lines. You could spend times at the resorts. Like, that's a vacation destination. Nobody should go to just Disneyland. Like, come to LA, come to other places, but don't come just to Disneyland.
But also don't expect that everything is in very close distance.
Yes.
Because I always feel like that's so confusing when people, they assume that Disneyland's, like, in LA.
No.
And it's next to Hollywood. It's next to this. It's next to SeaWorld. Mm-mm. And it's like, ooh. That's a distance.
Yeah. You're going to be driving a couple of days. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy the coastal sea town. So we stayed at the Grand Floridian. And if you would like to hear about that experience, we'll be talking about that in a bonus episode on our Patreon.
Ooh.
Ooh, so I'll explain all about the Grand Floridian that I keep calling the Grand Californian. Even in my notes, I wrote down as Grand Californian.
Now, like, never mind. I'll ask you in the – never mind.
You can ask me now. This could be a preview.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask because Grand Californian has that – you know, woodsy feel.
Yes.
So for Grand Floridian, what is like the overall theme for Florida?
It's the based on the Hotel Coronado, which is in San Diego.
All it's right. Like so that makes no sense.
It's an old Victorian feel.
Okay.
Yeah. They just want to put Grand in the name.
I'm okay.
No, you're not going to find logic in this.
All right. Okay. Keep going.
So first, let's talk about transportation around the resort. So we only ever had to take an Uber to get water one day and to, because I always like to get a case of water on any trip I go on.
Yes.
And to go to Universal. Besides that, we didn't only needed Disney transportation.
Did you get lost on the bus to Universal? Because I did.
Oh, no. So we took an Uber, so we didn't get lost.
Oh, yeah. Emily and I took a bus and.
I didn't even know there was a bus.
We took a bus and we got so lost that we got to Universal an hour before it closed.
Oh, God. The Uber wasn't too bad. The Uber was $20 each way, and it was It took as long to get from our hotel to Universal as it did to get to Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom actually might have taken longer. So we were on one of the monorail routes, So we didn't have to take the bus that much. So we would take the monorail to Magic Kingdom for those days. Mm-hmm. Then we go to the transport station, and then you could go on the one to Epcot. Then you could so this is what sucks. I was telling you this earlier. To go they have Skyways now, which I love the Skyway. Skyway was sexy. Like that is efficient. To get on the Skyway at Epcot, you have to go through the park. But that day we didn't have tickets to go into the park. So we had to take a bus to Hollywood Studios to get on the Skyliner to go to the Epcot.
So you can only take the Skyliner all the way if you have tickets for all, like if you have park hoppers?
So you just need one. If you want to go from Epcot to Hollywood Studios, it goes outside of Hollywood Studios, but you have to have an Epcot ticket to go through Epcot. They wouldn't let us walk around the resort for some reason. I don't know if you can, but they wouldn't let us.
Right.
So what we did instead was we took the bus from Epcot to Hollywood Studios, took the Skyliner to the Riviera because we wanted to see it. Then we went back to Epcot, and then we walked around back there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But
yeah, it was just weird how you can't, theoretically, you should be able to like hop off at Epcot and then get on the Skyliner and go to Hollywood Studios because then you could go to all the, and then Animal Kingdom still. We had to take the bus there. That's still in the middle of nowhere. But it's nice, theoretically, that you could go to all three parks in a day if you wanted, and it was really easy.
Okay.
Except Animal Kingdom. It's like, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my.
We're in Osceola County. It's not even, it's in a different county, Animal
Wait,
Kingdom.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Technically, it's not in Orange County.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the edge.
Dang. I'm on the edge of Epcot.
So, yeah, I really like the transportation. It was nice that we didn't have to worry about it. My one request, Disney, is have a CVS or a grocery store somewhere on property.
Yeah.
Because it cost me $10 each way to take an Uber to get water and, like, we needed, like, coldies and stuff.
Well, I feel like it's because they want you to buy the stuff at the hotel shops.
Yeah, because it was – I bought a case of water for $5 or I could get a bottle of Dasani for $5.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Michelle bought Evian, which I was like, yeah, the Evian tastes better, but it's just – you could get six Evian for the same price as 24 Aquafina. And, like, my mom is too strong in my head, and I'm like, nope, going to get this Aquafina.
Yep.
I know it doesn't taste as good, but it's cheap.
It's liquid.
Oh, and then I ran into a woman who worked at Epcot at CVS when we went there. Just random side note. And she worked in the France Pavilion. And she came up to me and she's like, oh, were you at the Epcot today? I said, yes. She's like, oh, hello. And she was doing something with
her
passport.
Was she in her costume still?
No, she was just like in regular clothes. And I recognized her like after she talked to me. But I was just like, oh, hello, madam.
That's so funny.
Hello. Like, are we friends now? Do you need a green card? Like, that was me all in Epcot, just to every guy like, you need a green card? Because I'm an American. Speaking of, so now our first full day. So we got there on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
We got there kind of late. We didn't get to our hotel till like 11. We had room service because we were so tired. Stayed in our two, I thought there were two queen beds. I think there were two full beds.
Mm-hmm.
So literally from our hotel room, I could see the Magic Kingdom from my bed. So we were on the first floor, but we were towards the water. So every night I watched that little show that's on the water. It's like the Electrical Light Parade, but it's on boats and it's not as good.
Oh.
And it's basically like these little floats that light up and they just kind of like the light bulbs flash and change color and that's it.
Oh, wow.
And it's free. And I could literally, I didn't even have to get up from my bed and I could watch it.
Nice.
And I could hear the music from the Esplanade. If we opened our window and I could see Magic Kingdom, I could see the fireworks.
I can't remember if I saw – I don't think I could see any of the properties from where I stayed because I was at Saratoga Springs.
Oh.
I can't remember where that is in conjunction to everything else. But
I know, so on the, I forget, I think, I don't know if this is the official name, the monorail circuit. Uh-huh. There's Polynesian, Contemporary, Grand Floridian. And then not, I think next to the Polynesian is the Fort Wilderness. That's really close. They even like share a bus, the Contemporary.
For some reason, I thought Fort Wilderness was like in the middle of nowhere. And it's like, you can camp there if you want.
Maybe it's not Fort Wilderness. It's one of the outdoor themed hotels, but it's the nice one. It's the one that's like a lodge. That kind of reminds
me the one that's next. Wait.
It's next to Contemporary.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about Disney World to know what I'm talking about.
It's fancy. And then like the All-Star Hotels, they have a, what do you call it? Skyliner there, the Riviera. Those are all kind of behind Epcot and like the boardwalk. So there's different sections. So we're in the Magic Kingdom unit.
Yes.
So first full day we're there, which is a Tuesday, we went to Epcot, which is my favorite day. Epcot is my new favorite park. I really like Epcot.
Really?
And it's under construction. I don't care. Epcot is for adults.
So right off the bat, what are the top three things about Epcot?
I liked, Michelle made fun of me so much for this. I loved Journey into Imagination. Okay. I admit. I loved how sexy everybody was in World Showcase. And I liked just the overall atmosphere of the place. And then
it's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking. I love the Living with the Land restaurant. That's my favorite all-time Disney restaurant.
Okay.
So that's my first thing. So Garden Girl restaurant. We got there at 11:30. So that restaurant, it's inside the Living with the Land ride, and it revolves inside the ride. Mm-hmm. We actually did two revolutions.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm like, we've been here too long. So it's also character dining, but it's like the characters you like Chip, Dale, Mickey, Pluto. End of list. I don't think Goofy was there.
Huh.
That might have been it. They all loved Michelle. They all think Michelle is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, Michelle twerked with Dale. And Dale did a mic drop for me, and I have a picture of it.
And this is character Dale.
Character, yes. Yeah, not her boyfriend Dale. It's character Dale. Her boyfriend could have been there. I don't know. So the restaurant revolves, and you see parts of the ride. So you see the parts of the ride with, like, the buffalo and the house that we said was Tiffany Mink's house, and those are her chickens.
Oh, yes.
And we just wrote this whole story about how Tiffany comes out every morning, and she's like, hi, y'all, I'm Tiffany Mink, and these are my chickens. So it's all-you-can-eat style. So I never saw a buffet in Florida. Disneyland's all about the buffets, where you go and you serve yourself.
Uh-huh.
They like to bring you your food, and it's all-you-can-eat, but they bring it to you, which
is weird.
It probably
saves food, though, right? Because I feel like Disneyland wastes...
That's true. They put it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I worked at Plaza Inn. Mm-hmm. And when we would have the character breakfast, we would have to throw away so much food. And I would get so sad because, like, we weren't allowed to eat it or else we'd get in trouble or fired.
No.
And so I would have to throw away an entire, like, new thing of bacon.
You just, like, throw it away into my mouth. They should let you guys eat it. Like, I mean, I guess it's probably a health code thing, but you should be able to sign a waiver.
Right?
I signed my life away for this bag on.
Yeah. So I feel like it maybe makes sense.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that's weird because, wait, do you tell them then, like, say, okay, can I have more of this?
So they bring out everything at first. And it's not like a huge variety. There's like 8 different things that you get to choose from. The Living with the Land ride, they grow stuff on that ride. They grow like vegetables and they have fish and different things.
Uh-huh.
And then they serve it at that restaurant. And anything extra they have, they serve in the rest of Epcot. But that's like all the food in the restaurant. They grow there, but I was like, do you have a mac and cheese tree? Because that's what we had.
Oh.
They had a bread tree. And Michelle's like, that's your tree, Jasmine.
The Cobb tree.
So this is my favorite restaurant the whole time. They gave us turkey, stuffing. I love Thanksgiving food. Mashed potatoes, mac and cheese with goldfish on top. Like goldfish crackers, not real goldfish. They had this like meat steak thing with sauce on it.
I'm just thinking of the meats that you're eating, though. Like, did you see, like, live cows?
No, I didn't see, They had fish, and they didn't serve fish, unless those goldfish were actually real fish. They had salad, which I did not eat. And then so you eat that, and then the waitress comes around again, and she's like, okay, what did you like? So I told her, I'm like, Michelle liked the beef thing, and then I said, I want more stuffing and turkey. So she brought more of that. Mm-hmm. So we filled up on that. I didn't really care for the mac and cheese. It was, like, little kid mac and cheese, which is, like, runny. I don't like that as much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we ate a lot of the stuff we like. And then at the end, they bring you this like giant cobbler dessert, which Michelle didn't like. And I loved. So it was perfect. The characters came around twice. And that was fun. One of them like skipped us. I'm like, excuse me, sir.
Oh,
come back here. Or they just like waved to you. Some of them were really fun. One of them like stayed at our table for a long time because they loved Michelle. And it was just tasty food. I think you would have liked it. You would have found something you liked, I think.
Right. I feel like, just keep bringing me the mashed potatoes.
Yes. Thank you. And they didn't put gravy or anything on the mashed potatoes.
Good.
There was gravy on, like, the turkey and stuff, but you probably could have gotten it without the gravy.
Yeah.
I feel like if you'd said, can I get this little gravy, they would have been happy.
No condiments.
That was a tasty restaurant. And it's cool because it's all inside, but it's, like, inside outside. Because as you're revolving around, and it was moving so slowly, I didn't think it was moving.
Oh.
And then so Michelle did a bunch of really cool time lapse when we were there. So I'm going to post this on her story. She did a time lapse around the restaurant. Ooh. Not around the whole thing, just around the part that's in the ride.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was cool. She did a really cool one that I posted of the whole Epcot. They're showing like all the stuff they're going to do to Epcot. And they have that, remember at D23, they had the Epcot model and like –
Yeah.
So they have like a projection show on that. And she did the whole projection show and it was really cool.
Ooh.
So now we went on the Living with the Land ride after.
Okay.
And that was cool. Michelle made friends with people on that line. And
she makes friends everywhere.
Everywhere. And I remember it was a real estate agent and an older gentleman with like an Indiana Jones cap.
Oh.
And that ride's fun because you actually like see like – I want to go. They have a tour of this too. And you can go and see like them growing all the foods. And there's like, they're growing like all the, they, for Halloween, they have pumpkin Mickeys and you see all the pumpkins in like Mickey molds and they like grow the pumpkin into the mold.
Oh,
yeah. So it does not naturally occur like that.
Yeah.
And then they had like all sorts of fruit. That what freaked me out is they have like these large tanks of fish.
Uh-huh.
I don't like fish. Fish scare me. Uh-huh. So that was freaky. Yeah, there was no cows or turkeys. So I'm like, where'd y'all come from?
Yeah.
Do I get to watch you kill a turkey? Oh, like, yes. There's no cows. So then after that, we went to I have all the food listed down first. So we'll go through the meals of the day. At one point, we went to Kabuki Cafe, which they have this – I forget what it's called. It's this like slushy – like an ice, no, a snow cone. And then they put like flavor and then they put condensed milk on top.
Uh-huh.
And we had it when it was 50 degrees outside.
Oh.
It's in the Japan Pavilion. I really liked it. Michelle said it wasn't as good as it used to be.
Uh-huh.
But I like just the part with the condensed milk on it.
So okay.
Just give me the condensed milk. That's all I need. And then for dinner, we went to Monsieur Paul's,
uh-huh.
which is like the fancy restaurant there. It's upstairs in the French Pavilion. And we had a very lovely French waiter. And he had like an assistant waiter who was an adorable like 20-year-old boy who kept blushing every time Michelle talked to him. It was adorable. He would just like look down and I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to marry you. You're so cute. So I don't drink, but we both ordered champagne because it was a special occasion.
Yeah.
I had for my appetizer, I had a soup that was like oxtail and it had like a puff pastry on top. It was really good, actually. That's normally not my cup of tea, but it was tasty.
Yeah.
And then I had a steak for my dinner, and Michelle just had escargot. And so there's this there used to be a show at Epcot when we were kids called, like, Barbie's World. And they had a show, and it was, like, a stage show with Barbie. And they did a video based on it to promote the show. And it was you got it for a penny when you bought certain Barbies. And it was these two girls, like, celebrating Barbie's birthday at Epcot.
Yes.
And there was a French portion. So every country at Epcot – made like a present for Barbie's birthday. And the French guy made a cake. And they're like, what'd you make for Barbie? He's like, for Barbie's birthday, I made a very special cake for her. And so I kept saying that the whole trip. I kept going, for Barbie's birthday. And Michelle, when we were sitting there, she looks at the waiter. She's like, my friend really likes this. She like explained the show to him. She's like, so would you mind saying for Barbie's birthday, I made a very special cake? And he's like, okay. And he's like, for Barbie's birthday, I made a very special cake. And like, he did it with the perfect accent, and I was just like, this is the best day of my life. I gave him an extra tip because I was like, thank you. We probably bothered you so much.
What would you say would be, like, your favorite pavilion from Epcot?
England was really pretty.
Uh-huh.
That was a really nice one. Japan had the best food. I really liked the food there.
I remember I had dinner at in Germany.
Oh,
at, like, the smorgasbord place.
Smorgasburger. Italy was really pretty and it was kind of empty. Italy was really beautiful. I think England, but that could just be because I like England so much.
Yeah.
And they had like Peter Pan and Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
That was cute. Canada's beautiful. Canada's like all wildernessy. France was, they're all like nice in different ways. But if I had to pick one, Japan had a really cool store and they sold Sailor Moon and Pokemon stuff.
Oh.
Maybe England. I don't know. I don't know. Sophie's choice. Mexico's nice because it's inside.
Yes.
The whole thing's inside, and that was really
the
nice.
The three caballeros.
We went on that, and nobody was on that. We rode that by ourselves. Nobody was on the thing in front of us. No one was on the thing behind
us.
It was great because we rode it right before it closed. But back to Monsieur Paul's. They gave us a dessert that was chocolate, and they put cognac on it, and the little assistant French guy – the main guy was like, oh, we put extra cognac on it for you. And the little French assistant guy was like, you're going to fly. And I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. I'm just going, and he was kind of laughing. He's like, you're going to fly. I was like, we're going to get married. It's adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember, what was your favorite Epcot pavilion?
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
We spent a lot, that first day, we spent like up until 7 o'clock in Future World and only got like 2 hours in. Luckily, it was extra magic hours, but yeah. World Showcase.
Yeah.
And that area is cold because of the water and it's windy. It gets cold.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know what my favorite pavilion was. I mean, I've only been there once and it was like 2014. Mm-hmm. Every pavilion like is special in its own way. And like, I don't really know
like
if
Morocco
I could choose.
Was really cool in detail.
Yeah.
And it was empty and like you could like, Morocco like just kept going. Like, you just kept going back there, and we didn't even get to the end of it. Like, Morocco, you could have an adventure there.
Yeah. I had the little passbook, too, where you
the KidCot. I have that on my list.
Oh!
So I did the KidCot thing, which is, so it's $13. You buy this little passport thing, and you put stamps in it, and you can go to each pavilion. It's called KidCot. Don't let that detract you.
I never realized it was supposed to be a kid thing. KidCot, I was very excited.
And you go to each pavilion, and they, like, they stamp it for you. They write a little message and they give you a little card like with a drawing on it.
Yeah.
So mine's at work or else I'd show it to you. That was my favorite part of the whole trip. That and Littlewood Land. And I didn't get a chance to go to every one, but like the England girl didn't give me a drawing. But like the one in Japan, she drew like Michelle and I's little zoom zooms.
Oh.
And then she was trying to figure out how to draw Wendy's hair. And I saw the one girl describe it to her. She was like, like the way she described it cracked me up. She was just like drawing on her forehead. And then Michelle was asking the girls at the Japan Pavilion, she's like, how close do you live to Tokyo Disney? And the one girl's like, oh, I live in the country. I live 2 hours away. And the other girl just like leans back and she's like, 20 minutes. Like, oh, you're a cool gal. Epcot was amazing though. That was, Mexico. I wish I had more time to, I didn't get to explore the left. So when you're facing in the left-hand side as much, we didn't even go to the America Pavilion because I'm like, I live here.
Yeah.
That's not exciting. I met someone from the very very exotic country of Canada.
Oh, yes.
So, oh, yeah.
I want to know what kind of, like, how they get the job at the pavilion. Like, how difficult is it, like, for your whole country to be like, I am going to represent.
Yes. And then I felt bad. Like, there's some people, like, in the Japanese pavilion who are, like, busing. I'm like, that's not exciting. Like, you come here and you, like, want to work at Monsieur Paul's, but you're just, like,
yeah,
bussing tables. The Canada Pavilion cracked me up because all the stuff for sale in there was like flannel and mousse and maple syrup. It was like so like, oh my God. They sold Doctor Who stuff in the England Pavilion. And then like the German, there was like a real, like everyone I said is gorgeous who works there. I saw this gorgeous tall German guy wearing lederhosen. I just want to be like, how do you feel about that? How do you like that? Like some pavilions, they wear like cool stuff. And then some like, like France, they were wearing just like normal clothes because like, what are they going to have them wear? A beret and
striped
shirt.
I mean, I would be down for that.
That's true. And then in England, they were wearing like old timey, like Victorian-y kind of clothes. Mm-hmm. So now going back to Future World, Journey into Imagination with Figment is a great ride. There's one part though where there's a loud bang that scared me so much that I screamed and the people behind me laughed at me.
Oh my God.
Because like you're in this, spoilers, you're in this one room and it's kind of like this boring box room. And then Figment says something like, all you need to work your imagination's a bang. And then there's a bang and the walls fall down and you're in this like giant room with like 50 different Figments. It's the best part of the ride, but it scared me.
The fart smell is what got me.
Yeah, the skunky smell. There's a skunk smell. It's definitely not as good as the original one, but I still was like, oh, this is, Michelle kept wanting to make fun of it. And she's like, I looked over at you and you just looked so happy. It's like, it's magical. We went also on, Living with the Land, the Nemo one. The Nemo one was boring. I'm sorry. That one, I thought we were going to see a fish tank the whole time. You see the fish tank for like the finale, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like a boring dark ride. I didn't get to go on Test Track because it was closed for refurbishment.
Yeah, I didn't go on that either.
I didn't get to go on Mission Mars or Mission Space because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I wanted to go on the one, I asked Michelle if we could go on the one that doesn't move. Like, I think it's the orange side. And she said yes, but I was just like, I don't want to waste my time. We did go on Spaceship Earth. It was still open. had a 70-minute line, but luckily we had a fast pass.
Oh, jeez.
That one's cool because that one you really feel like, oh, we're in that sphere. Like, it's everything's so close and so tight together.
Yeah.
As you're going up. And it feels like, it's just weird. You're just like climbing up, 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 up. And then I was like, how do you know when you get to the top? And she's like, oh, you'll know. And then, like, you get to the top and it's this big open sky. Then the whole ending is the stupidest thing in the world because you're just going down backwards and you're, like, doing this little quiz and there's nothing going on around
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Back in the day, they used to have scenes as you were going down, but they got rid of them all, I guess. And they're redoing the ride. So we were worried that they were going to close before we got there, but they're redoing it. So But that ride was cool. That was an exciting one. It was just really hard to see. It was really dark in there.
Yeah.
And you definitely are like, I'm in a sphere. I'm in a little sphere right now. We're climbing up a mountain. It was cool how the chairs moved. I'm like, if I was in the 1980s, this would blow my mind. And they were having the art festival and they had, I was telling you, they had this wall, this mural that you could paint and they gave you like a little thing of paint and it had a number on it. And you looked at the mural and it was paint by number. So like I had paint number 3, which was white. So I got to paint 3 spots and they were very like, there's a guy who's like, you can only paint 3. You can only paint 3.
Dang, okay,
so I painted
okay.
my 3. And then after they give you this little card and they show you what it's supposed to look like.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, I contributed. And the person who painted before me sucked. So I had to like fix some other spot. I'm not a good painter. It's like, you got to saturate it.
Yes.
Just like gently brush child who painted this. Probably tried to lick the paint. A lot of Epcot was under construction, which is weird. And it was like,
well, is it because when are all the changes supposed to be done?
So a lot of stuff has started. And okay. then I think the goal is to have everything by the 50th anniversary, which will be next year for Disney World.
Wait, so is Mary Poppins, like the attraction, supposed to be open then too? Or is that later?
So Ratatouille is supposed to open this year.
I forgot that's happening.
That the show building was done. And that one also, they had like a fountain they installed the day that we were there, but I didn't get to see it.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of the areas torn down, like, I don't know where the Moana thing's supposed to go. I don't know if that's supposed to be done in time. But yeah, they were saying like Spaceship Earth is supposed to be redone by next year. And the anniversary technically is not till October. So I think they have next year until October because it opened 71. So that would be next year. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's funny how you can tell what's new Epcot and old Epcot because everything that's original is in these really unique looking cool buildings. And then everything they built in the 90s are just in square, ugly buildings. So you go and like you see Living with the Land and like Journey into Imagination. And then you see like where Inventions was. Just this big square building.
Yeah.
They have lots. I took a picture in front of the bubblegum wall.
Oh yeah.
I got lots of pictures there. The what do you call it? Like the place, like their city hall, but I don't know what you call it in Epcot.
Uh-huh.
That was like Fort Knox getting into.
Oh my gosh.
The one guy's like, they ask you what you want, then they let you go in.
Oh.
And then there was one lady who worked there who I didn't get her name who was a fan of the podcast and I got really excited.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We got to see the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. That's supposed to be done next year. That the show building's done.
Uh-huh.
And it's the tallest indoor roller coaster and it's a big ugly square building. That's another one where I'm like, I really hope they disguise it somehow because it's just a big, huge, ugly eyesore of a square, like right in the front of the park.
Yeah.
It's just not. And it's like as you come in on the monorail, you're just like, oh. Hey. We got to we also did a backstage magic tour, which was our Thursday. I will be talking about that in a separate episode, but I got to see behind a lot of Epcot. So I got to see the backs of a lot of these buildings.
Yes.
So that was exciting. So now let's move on to the Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Are we taking – what transportation are we taking that from Epcot?
So that one – so Epcot, you would just go on the Epcot monorail to the transportation center.
Okay.
Go on the transportation center. You can either get on the direct line and go directly to the Magic Kingdom, or you can get on the one that goes through all the hotels.
Ooh, which one are we doing right now?
We typically did the ones that did all hotels because we never went from Magic Kingdom to Epcot. We'd always go to our hotel. But for the sake of simplicity, let's go on the direct one.
Let's do it.
Shh. Look at everything. Look at the contemporary. We're just going on through.
Woo.
Woo. Do you know this is where Nixon did his I'm not a crook speech? The Polynesian, that's where the Beatles officially signed the documents to break up with each other. Michelle and I were like joking. We're like, we should do some like major podcast thing here and be like, this is where 1313 Harbor disbanded. Or like, so then go to the Magic Kingdom. So that was our Wednesday. Michelle was not feeling well and I was starting to get sick that day, but we chugged through.
Yes.
So first thing we did, would you want to know what the very first thing we did was?
What'd you eat?
Well, so we didn't, there was nothing exciting.
Oh, see, that's
for
where
lunch
my
today.
Mind goes. I'm like, where?
We got there early. I went on the People Mover.
Obviously.
That's the
obviously.
First thing I did. Michelle got another time lapse of me on there. It was very exciting. Every morning, they had a photo pass area of our hotel, and there was no one ever there, and that was on the way to get to the monorail. So every morning, we took pictures there. So I have so many pictures in front of that backdrop. It looks like a Ratu painting, like a 17th century or like 18th century French art. Or Watteau, sorry, Ratu. I'm thinking of Ratatouille. Watteau. So then we did that. We didn't eat anything exciting for lunch. For dinner, we did go to Be Our Guest.
Yes.
That was literally Michelle booked Be Our Guest before we booked our hotel.
As one does. Who is a big Beauty and the Beast fan.
Yeah, she's been a big Booby and the Beast. So we did TTA. Then we went on Carousel Progress, which that was exciting for me. I've always wanted to go on that.
Uh-huh.
So we went in and the building moves. And that one, I get like how so many shenanigans can happen because once they board you, you're alone. There's no cast member for the entire rest of the ride. And it's cool because like you go around and you're just like, oh, this has been like these animatronics have been around since the 60s. And like, it's like you can see like when like parts of the show like turn, like the stage turns, scrims.
How different is Carousel of Progress at Disney World than like what it was at Disneyland?
So basically the major changes, the whole beginning is pretty much exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
So the world, there was the World Showcase, what do you call it? The World's Fair. So that was the most different. Then they moved it to Disneyland. It's pretty identical from Disneyland to Disney World. They just keep changing the last scene. So originally the last scene was set in the 60s. Then they did the 80s. Then they did one in the 90s, and they haven't updated it since.
Okay.
So that one, they have, like, VR. They have, like, a lot of voice-activated stuff. So a lot of the stuff they predicted did end up happening.
Uh-huh.
And that scene's cool because all the other scenes, it's kind of small, and then there's, like, side stages. That one is just one giant stage. So, like, the whole family's together in that one. The first few, it's, like, the dad's by himself, and then, like, the mom's behind this screen. The daughter's behind this screen. That one's just like the family's together in their 90s glory. And the dog is there. And the dog, and that one is just exciting because like that's what we used to have.
Yeah.
And that was at the World's Fair. If you're not a Disney fan, it's probably not that exciting. It's just like, oh.
Wow.
This is a show. The stage is moving. Ooh. We don't have to move. Ooh. Yeah, that one I would recommend, though. And it never had a long line, except when we were there, for some reason, it was really crowded and it had a long line one day.
Oh, my.
I was just like, oh, people are – TTA, the People Mover had a, like, 20-minute line at one point. Like, what is this? We went on Super Bowl Sunday because we thought no one would be there.
Yeah.
No, everyone was there. Everyone had the same idea.
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks. They're like, no one will be here on
And it was just all these dads who really wanted to watch the Super Bowl, and a lot of moms, too.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, okay. So then we did Country Bears at my request.
Yeah.
Michelle actually ended up saying she loved it. She didn't remember it very fondly. It was weird because I was used to, in Disneyland, they had the overlay, which was like the summer vacation overlay.
Uh-huh.
So that's the show I was used to. This was the original show. I just really liked it. It was good.
I love Country
Bears. It's dirty. Like there's a guy who's drunk and he's like hiccuping and he's singing about like blood is on everywhere.
Yeah.
And then like there's the lady that everyone like is like Dolly Parton lady who everyone's in love with.
Uh-huh.
Michelle said we are the three little – she, me, and Tiff were the three bears in blue who were singing. I like the one where they were talking about like no guy wanted them – any guy that turns them on turns them down. Like that was good. Yeah, it's a cute show though.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was having a good time. Everyone was clapping. The guy who was the host of it, I couldn't tell if he really was like a country guy or if he was just putting on an act.
Uh-huh.
It was glorious. Have you seen the show in Orlando?
Yes.
It's glorious.
Yeah, I saw that. I was very excited to do that. And obviously People Mover.
Yes.
Just things that we used to have that we no longer do. So it was kind of like, oh, like, yeah, it's in a different park, but I'm getting back some of that joy.
Basically, Disney World or was like, do you want to know what Disneyland was like in the 70s and 60s? Well, now you can. We haven't changed anything since opening in 1971.
Yes.
I heard in Tokyo, their Country Bears is like pristine.
Oh.
Like they really love that ride, so they take good care of it.
Oh my gosh, I want to hear the bears with a different.
Yes, like Japanese. I don't know if I think they sing in English, though. I think it's not in Japanese.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, question.
Yes.
Did you eat a cinnamon roll?
I didn't.
From Gaston's? No!
Because by the time we walked over there, we hadn't eaten lunch, and I was feeling – I'm like, if I eat this now, I'm going to be so
Jasmine.
Sick. I know. I didn't eat a cinnamon roll. I didn't. I shamed my family.
Man.
And it was really – it had a really long line for Gaston's Tavern.
I don't care.
And they raised them. Now they're $6.
Wait, really?
Yeah. That's they're $5.99. Yeah. They're not $4.99 anymore.
Dang. Dang.
They're so expensive now. We didn't spend as much time as in Beauty and the Beast land as I thought we would.
I thought Michelle would be there all day.
Yeah, I thought just like, I'm like going to be here now.
Every wing, like, I'm going to just stand here while all these people eat.
I'm Belle. Hi. Welcome to my house. Welcome. Welcome. Yeah, I would have eaten at Gaston. It just had too long of a line. And I know that's no excuse. So after Country Bear, we went on Big Thunder. That was had a 45-minute line. That was super fun because in the line, it's interactive. And there's one part where you get to see outside and you get to like hit buttons and like make geysers explode and like have explosions happen on the ride.
Oh.
So like people are going by and like water explodes. I like their version a lot just because they have more things to look at.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that ride, it's interesting because everything's on the opposite side. It's a mirror. So like you're used to everything being on the left and everything was on the right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have the finale, the old finale that we used to have.
Yeah.
And it sucks. Because it's like you're in a, it's like being in an old timey thing where it's like you're in a cave and it's falling and like you hear the sounds but nothing's moving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like suspend disbelief. I really wanted to go to Tom Sawyer Island, but we didn't have time.
Oh, I did
really,
that.
I really wanted to. It just looked so magical. It just looks like the 70s.
I was just happy that it was still considered Tom Sawyer yes. Island.
Oh, we ate lunch at Harbor Galley, which was one of my favorite restaurants as well, because they had like fish and chips. It was all fried food. And everyone was dressed like old colonial women. And we had, and we went on Haunted Mansion, and that was not very exciting.
Yeah, I didn't care for it as much out there.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Well, and I'm sure you didn't go on Pirates, but I obviously didn't care for it out there as much.
I've been on it, but I didn't. My mom made me go last time we were there, and I was just like, this is like, you know, when you're reading Cliff Notes. Or like the abridged version. I'm like, this is the abridged version.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harbor Galley. I love it. Everyone wears cold. I had the platter with fried shrimp, fried chicken, and fried fish. It was so good. 10 out of 10. And hush puppies. I love hush puppies.
Wait, what are those?
It's deep fried cornbread.
Oh, okay.
And it's really hard to find that out here. Uh-huh. You can't find Southern food like that. Or I guess that was supposed to be Maine. Food like that you can't find in California.
Right, right.
Or at least where I go, you can't find it. It's very rare. We went on Peter Pan. That was actually the last ride of the night was Peter Pan. The paint is all cracked. So the line is really good. They redid the line. The paint is all cracked. So when you're flying over Neverland, it's all old paint. It's cracked on the ground.
Ew.
Everything's just old and crusty. And like they have not updated. They really need to update that ride.
I'm so surprised that they would let that.
Yes. What? And like it's not like people are walking on that. Like people are flying over it.
Right.
And in that ride, it's very apparent where the exit points are. Like our ride, supposedly we have them like where you're actually not that far from like a place to exit as you're flying.
Uh-huh.
There you could see it all. Like, you're like, okay, that's an exit point.
Like, big exit signs?
Yeah, big exit signs. And like, oh, those are stairs. Like, they just don't disguise it as well.
Did you go on the Vegas Small World?
Yes, we did. and that was disappointing because not only because it's inside outside, like it's the Vegas Small World. It's like in our ride in a room, like in the Africa room, there's probably like 200 animatronics. There's like four. Like, God. The scenes are so shallow. It's not, like, in a big, expansive room. It's, like, in, like, the Hawaii section, it was, like, three animatronics.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's, like, they just – it's – everything's really close to the boat, and it doesn't – like, the finale is really cool. And they have, like, the flooded – like, well, ours, like, you're, like, very much, like, in a little canal. Theirs, it's flooded, so, like, there's water beyond just where your boat is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just felt like it's so much cheaper. It's just like literally like where we would have 50 animatronics, they would have two.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. But our former president of Disneyland is now over there. So Michelle and I just kept going, Josh will fix this.
Yes.
Josh. Yeah. She just kept getting upset because she would see like little kids. So in the Peter Pan line, they have like the darling's bedroom and kids, there's like fences. So you can't like go and touch stuff. This one kid just went and like laid on the bed, went and touched everything.
What?
Nobody did anything.
Wait,
like literally,
what?
Disney World is Disneyland in the 1950s. There's no rules. Like there was like the stage thing that people were jumping on and Michelle was like, oh, that cast member is going to tell them to stop. Nope. The cast member just like nobody cares there. Like literally nobody cares.
You so that's do- like Shanghai Disney.
It
Isn't
is.
That the one where it's like people just kind of run amok and do
whatever?
Oh, yeah.
At Shanghai Disney, they couldn't do the single rider line because people just would just start walking on the boat with like their whole family. It was just like so chaotic there.
I just wish I was able to enjoy Magic Kingdom more because the day that I went with Emily, I was Phyllis, my character Phyllis Herman, and it was Dapper Day. And so I didn't know that I was going to be as popular. No, but I just went as Phyllis thinking like, I don't know how many people are actually going to know who I am over here, but like it's Dapper Day and this is my thing. A lot more people recognized me than I thought. And the day just kind of got away from us. Ah. And I was like, oh, we didn't do that much. And so we went to a bar that Emily wanted to go to mm-hmm. Meet up with a couple friends. And she said, oh, don't worry. We'll come to Magic Kingdom after we do Animal Kingdom, mm-hmm. like on whatever day. And I said, okay. And then it turns out she was blocked out from signing me into Magic Kingdom after Animal Kingdom. And I was like, I didn't get to say goodbye.
Speaking of Emily, I was watching a video about the Adventures by Disney and she was on it.
Okay. So I sent that picture to her and she mm-hmm. was like, oh my gosh, they're still playing.
Yep. That was like on a loop.
She made that a long time
like
ago.
It looked like it was at least 10 years old.
Yeah. I mean, because her hair and everything, yep. like that is old Emily.
That's and so she was funny. In it a few times. I was like, oh, it's Emily. I know her.
Yeah.
That's past Emily. You weren't missing much at the Magic Kingdom. That was probably my least favorite park.
Okay.
That was just like they had some really good parts and they're super crowded and then others. I liked
their- I don't like their – oh, sorry. Hmm. I was so scared of Space Mountain there because it's quiet.
It's quiet and there's like scenes.
Yeah.
We didn't get to go on it because that always had a super long line, but you get to see parts of it with the people mover. Uh-huh. And you're just like, oh, there's just scenes. And it's they haven't redone the track since opening in 1971.
I thought I was going to die.
Ours, they redo the track every couple years. Theirs, it's like – it's the same. It's exactly the same. Ours is actually technically newer than theirs too.
Yeah.
So that's why we have the two-siders.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So then we ate. We went to Disneyland on or Disney World on Wednesday and then the day we left on Sunday. On Sunday we ate at Cosmic Rays with we saw Sunny Eclipse, which is that like alien dude, and that was my favorite show. It's just like this little alien animatronic and you just sit there and he's just like this lounge singer and it's great. And it's just in this like little it's like the equivalent of Tomorrowland Terrace.
Uh-huh.
Just imagine Tomorrowland Terrace had a show with an animatronic. Is glorious. And he just had a great voice and it was just like, yabba doo doo. And the thing that sucks though is the restaurant faces towards the sight lines at Disney World were awful. So literally you're sitting in Tomorrowland and you're facing and you're looking at the teacups in the Winnie the Pooh ride. Then on Dumbo, you literally, there's no separate, there's like a little, like 2 foot tall bush and then you see Autopia right next to you.
Oh, that's so weird.
Like there's nothing blocked out. Like you can just see, like everything bleeds into each other.
Yeah.
And you go from the bathrooms in Frontierland and you go out the other side and you're in Adventureland. Oh. It's just very weird. And their Adventureland is themed weird. Like it's both like Victorian and 1930s Morocco, but also not Morocco. Oh. And then there's Aladdin, but then also you're in Africa and the Caribbean. Just a little hodgepodgey. And then our last day we were there, we went to Be Our Guest. Highly recommend, not Be Our Guest, sorry, Enchanted Tales of Belle. Highly recommend that.
Oh.
There was a scene that blew my mind, and I don't want to say it. So if you've been on it, I'll say. So there's a scene when you actually go into the main show and they start telling the story of Beauty and the Beast. The transition of that into the next scene blew my mind because I was not expecting that. Oh, do you just want me to tell you what it is?
If you want.
Okay. So spoiler, skip ahead like a minute if you don't want to know. So the thing is, it's a walkthrough attraction and it's basically like you're traveling back in time to the day where you're in Belle's house to the day where Belle fell in love with the Beast. And this mirror starts showing you like the story and it's like a cartoon. You're like, oh, it's reflecting the mirror. Slowly, the mirror goes from probably like a foot tall and it just starts getting bigger and bigger. And you're like, okay, it's getting bigger because it's showing you like the screen's getting bigger.
Yeah.
Eventually, it turns into a door. And you walk through the door.
Ooh.
So you go from like a picture on the wall to walking through it. And it like blew my mind, like how good that transition was.
Oh, wow.
Then you go into this room with like the dresser and the dresser like tells you the story and like little kids act it out and they have like these little paper cutouts. Then you go into the third room and you meet Belle on her way to go dance with the Beast. So it's like you're back in time and Belle is going to do like the Beauty and the Beast. And the whole time, like, I'm like, shouldn't we let her go? She's like going to have like a night that changes her life. And we're just chit chatting with her.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take a picture with her, but she only took pictures with the kids.
Oh, what the heck?
I was very disappointed. Michelle's like, just jump up. I'm like, I don't want to be like jumping up. Like, everybody wait for me. It's my picture now. And then so Wednesday night we ate at Be Our Guest. The food was fine.
I ate there for lunchtime and I got mm-hmm. something off the kids' meal and I don't think I finished it.
So now it's prefix. So it's $62 and you get an appetizer, your main meal, and your dessert.
Well, I think it was prefix for when I went, but I said I need to have the kids' meal.
It's my religion.
Yeah. But it still wasn't – I can't remember what I got. I didn't eat most of it.
So I had lobster bisque, We ate in the main ballroom. So there's the main ballroom. There's the West Wing with the flower. And then there's the like offshoot room, which it has a Beauty and the Beast music box. And I was like, if I was in the offshoot room, I would ask for my money back. Like that room was awful. The only good room was the main ballroom that we were in, because the West Wing, it's just like dark.
I think I ate in the main ballroom.
Yeah, that's the biggest
room. But we went and we stood. We like... We saw the little rose and stuff like that.
And I was just laughing because I'm like, it's winter because it's always snowing. And then the Beast comes out and walks around his restaurant. And then he like has a photo meet and greet. And of course, we went there and Michelle took many pictures of the Beast.
Yes.
And there's one picture. I'll have to show it to you. Like the Beast had us put his arms around him and I'm not touching him because I'm like, Michelle, I'm not touching your man. I'm not touching your man. He told me I'm not touching him though. So I had the lobster bisque. I had the steak. And then I had the dessert, which like everyone got the same dessert. The gray stuff was delicious.
What is it?
It was like a mousse, like a sweet mousse, but not really a mousse. It was whatever flavor it was, I liked it.
Okay.
And a macaron.
Oh.
They had a dark chocolate thing. I don't like dark chocolate, though.
Oh, I love dark chocolate.
Michelle sent, she sent her soup back, and she got the, she didn't like the lobster bisque, and she got the French oignon soup.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think she got the scallops. Because she does what I do, which is you pick the thing you think is the most expensive thing off the menu anytime you do prefix, whether you want it or not.
Oh, okay. And here I'm the person who's like, Blue Bayou, can I have butter noodles?
It's got butter noodles, y'all. It was a nice atmosphere. It was so crowded. It was so hectic. So you go to the front person. They won't even let you into the main part of the restaurant unless you have a reservation. Uh-huh. Then you go and you wait in this room with like 10 million people. They call you in and you finally sit down. It's so hectic and it's not even that good. Like, even the atmosphere, I guess I'm just not like, I like Beauty and the Beast, but it's not like my favorite thing in the world. It's just like, this is fine. I'm fine.
Oh, see, I love, like, I always think of Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, and Aladdin. Like, those were the three that I would have on loop all the time when I was younger. Mm.
If they had this and it was like Mary Poppins or Peter Pan theme, I would be all about that. Like, you go in and like Peter Pan flies around the restaurant. Like, oh, I would so be there. But Beauty and the Beast, I'm just like, the food's not great and it's really crowded here. The theming in that whole land is excellent. That's the best theming. All of New Fantasyland is amazing.
Yeah.
Then they basically are like, you want to know what it was like in Disneyland in 1955? We'll go to this part of Tomorrowland because it's exactly the same with all like the medieval areas.
Yeah.
It's just weird how they themed parts of it and they didn't – Disney World builds new stuff. They don't fix old stuff.
Uh-huh.
We fix old stuff all the time. They're just always building new stuff and ignoring the old. Hmm. I didn't get to go on Snow White's Mine Train because the line was too long, and it just wasn't worth it for a two-hour line.
Right.
I did watch the stage show, the daytime show, where it's like Mickey making friends with Tiana and Frozen people. And,
right.
And then and they're like, and friends, silver and gold, and we're making a chain with our arms, and we dance, and there's a guy who's tap dancing.
I want to talk about something really quick. Yes. The difference between Disney World and Disneyland that I don't like is at Disney World, I feel like because you can't walk through the castle and stuff. Wait, you can?
Yeah, only through certain parts of the day, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the corridor is about the same size as ours. So they do that show like 60 times a day, and they have daytime fireworks. They have fireworks basically 9,000 times during the day in Orlando. It's just basically there's fireworks always going off.
Uh-huh.
So in between the shows and certain times a day, you can't go through the castle.
Oh, okay. So because all I saw was like the stage there and I was like, oh man, see, I love with that Disneyland. At least you can walk through the castle. But at Disney World, it's just like you can look at it.
Mm-hmm. There was construction in the back. So basically you can only go through like the left-hand side and the corridor is about the same size as ours. And they have mosaics of Cinderella. But it doesn't look like our Cinderella. It, like, looks completely different.
Oh.
And then you go through and you're like, we're through the castle. And they have the restaurant, Cinderella's Castle.
Right,
which that's even harder than Beauty and the Beast to get into. We couldn't get into that one. But, yeah, you can walk through the castle. It's not that impressive, though. Even looking at that castle, I was just like, okay.
Like, do they have stores in the castle like how we have? Like, there's ones that are kind of.
I think they had one. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. They had like a little area so you could go up to the suite and that was it. They might have had a store outside, but it was under construction. Yeah, ours is definitely more exciting. I'm sorry. Like, I know theirs is bigger and cool, but like ours is pink and blue. And theirs is just a chain made of silver and gold or whatever that show says.
Silver and gold.
And you can just see Tomorrowland from there. The one cool thing they have is they have a giant picnic area in front of the castle. Not like right in front, but they have like areas of grass that you can sit on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wait, what do they call that?
I don't know, the grassy knoll.
No, there's like a term that people always use for that grass. Oh,
oh, man. And I did do that super shot, that magic shot where it's like it shows the two people and then it zooms out and it shows the castle and it zooms back in. I'm gonna post that.
Ah, yeah.
I was so excited to do that. We did it twice. Yeah, they did
Hubgrass.
Hubgrass.
I think
they did.
What people
I did
call it.
Like they had a pretty fountain there. They had more areas to sit. It's easier to watch a parade, and they do so many throughout the day that like Disneyland, they basically do everything once, maybe twice. Uh-huh. So they're like, you can watch the nighttime fireworks two times. You can watch the parade's going to go by 60 times, and the street's so big that like you can like we left during a parade and it was fine. Disneyland, like you can't, like you're stuck.
When I was there, it was Electrical Light Parade, and ooh. I cried. I was like, oh my God.
I heard it's not as impressive looking there because everything's so big.
I was just excited because like we hadn't had it back again, like at Disneyland. So to see it again there, I was just like, ooh.
Hello, old friend.
Hello.
So yeah, overall, Disney World Magic Kingdom was my least favorite, and it was really crowded. Yeah, it was just like, it's fine. It's fine. That's my report. So then Thursday we did the Backstage Magic Tour, which we'll be covering in a later episode, which I will be doing with Tiffany Mink because she went on the Backstage Magic Tour with me.
Yeah.
And we basically got to go to every park except Hollywood Studios and got to do some aspect of backstage. And we got to go to like the costuming area. We got to go see where they do the parade in Animal Kingdom, their control room. So that was really cool.
Ooh.
And then Friday, we went to Universal Studios. Saturday was Animal Kingdom Day.
Uh-huh.
Animal Kingdom is also fine.
See, I love Animal Kingdom.
I'm just not a zoo person.
I love animals.
I loved Pandora. I thought that was super fun. That was like worth the whole trip.
It.
And I loved Kilimanjaro Safari because we went on it during the rain.
Ooh.
And all the animals were so happy.
Yes.
Except the doggy animals were not happy. So Pandora. So first we ran through the park and we did Kilimanjaro Safari because it said it only had a 20-minute line. It ended up being like a 50-minute line. I got so sweaty and it was raining. It was my rain jacket. So all the animals were out. We were like 5 feet away from baby giraffes, like aww, several of them. There was a lion out and they said the lions are never out. And it was like, it was a male lion. And you know, like cats, they like stick their tongue out
yes,
when it's raining. It was just going, no, no, no. And then it like shook itself and like walked away and we could hear it roaring. It was awesome. And we saw the hippos out. And we saw lots of birds. And then they have a new section where you can't see any of the animals yet because they said the animals haven't adapted yet, so they're still hiding.
Oh, okay.
It takes the animals a while, I guess, to feel safe there.
Did you see any gorillas?
No, we didn't see any gorillas, no. They have a tour that I really want to do where you get to walk over all the enclosures and you get to feed the giraffes and, like, you get to kind of go, like, in the zoo area.
Mm.
I'm like, I want to do that. But, like, literally they have, like, bridges over, like, the hippo area and you're walking back and forth over it.
Uh-huh.
I just thought like, oh, that's a god. I just want to do every tour now. After the Backstage Magic Tour, I want to do every tour.
Yeah.
Then we went to Pandora, which was my favorite section.
I'm so bummed that part was not open.
That's
when I went.
Amazing. It's amazing. Like there's floating mountains and waterfalls and it's beautiful and it's bioessence. And they have this really phallic-y looking plant that you rub it and it squirts water at people.
What?
That was so weird. Literally, it's like this flower, this like tapered flower, uh-huh, and you rub the side of it lovingly and it squirts water at people.
But also, I feel like the germaphobe part of me is like,
yes,
oh my God, how many people touch this?
Well, they have a higher one and a lower one for kids. So, I mean, I didn't touch it because I'm like, this is gross. This is a pervert plant.
Did you see that area at nighttime?
Were
you
no, we didn't night? Get to see it at night, but I heard it looks really cool. It looked weird during the day. During the day, it looked like toxic waste.
Yeah.
But at night, it's just like, cause like everything had that weird sheen to it.
Uh-huh.
But I wish we could have seen it at night, but it was just, we were tired. We went to Epcot that night again. So we went to Pandora. We waited in line for Flight of Passage, which that cracks me up because on the ride, they're like, oh, you're going to participate in this Rite of Passage. And the ride is called Flight of Passage. So I was like, oh. The line usually is infamously like super long. Like it said it was 2 hours, but Tiff timed it and it was only 57 minutes.
Ooh.
And I got to use the bathroom in line and that was awesome. And the tampons in there are 50 cents, not 25 cents. So if you go to Pandora, feminine products are more expensive.
Wow.
Yeah. Side note. So that one has the coolest line. So that line is mostly around, like you're in like the jungly area and it's cool and there's waterfalls and there's like cool plants that are all weird and awesome.
Yeah.
Then you go inside and it's like it's like you're in a cave. So you're doing that. Then you go through a cool lab and there's like a giant avatar in his undies. And then there's then you go into this like you go into separate rooms with like 12 people. And it's we always joke that Joe Rohde rides, it's your hands don't scan. So it's, you know, on Guardians, they're scanning your hands. Then on that one, they go and they scan your hands. So I'm like, Joe Rohde likes a long name, a pun, and scanning people. And then you're like, the scientist talks to you and he just said, a lot. And I was like, oh, he's trying to make it real. He's like, you're going on this ride and like you're taking this flight of passage. And then Tiffany's like, I follow that guy on Instagram. So then you go on. So this is spoilers for the ride. So you go on. Do you not want me to tell you spoilers?
No, you can tell.
Okay. So you're sitting on basically it's like you're in a row of like 12 people and you're sitting in like this, like you're just kind of in this small room. There's like a thing in front, like a wall in front of you. And you sit on like a motorcycle and they put this thing against your back. And that's like the connection. Like remember in Avatar, they like connect you. It's very sensual.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden everything goes black and you're holding, it's like a motorcycle. And then they open the doors and you're in front of like a giant, like soaring over the world screen. Like a huge IMAX screen, and you're like kind of out into it. You can see like people to your right and left, and then you're like you're riding the magical creature, and you can feel the thing breathing underneath you. So just like squeeze your legs really tight, and you feel it like breathing. You feel it like get bigger, like as and like it will like shake, and like when it lands, like you feel it land.
Oh.
And you're just having this magical adventure. And Michelle's like, oh, I didn't like it that much because I don't like Avatar. I'm like, I don't like Avatar, but it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like you're just flying over, like you're going through a wave. This monster's trying to get you. Like things are trying to catch you. It's spectacular. It's amazing. Like that was probably my favorite ride the entire time.
Yeah.
Like that was the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. And it felt so real. And it was just like, imagine. And I was just like, and like, you feel the wind blowing against you. So you feel like you're going fast. Ooh. I was just smiling the whole time. And then I was just like, Avatar.
Did you watch it on Disney Plus after that?
No, I did not. That ride was not good enough to make me watch Avatar. No. So then we got off that. And then Tiffany wanted to do Everest. And Michelle and I weren't feeling well. So normally, I'm really bummed I didn't get to go on Everest.
Oh, but I loved that.
I just like, I'm like, I can't. I had no voice. I couldn't even talk that day.
Uh-huh.
So I was just like, I need to skip it.
You didn't get to see Disco Yeti?
No, I didn't get to see Disco Yeti in his disco glory. One thing that freaked me out is on the backstage magic tour, we went behind Everest. And so you know the part where like you go up and like you stop at the tracks?
Yeah.
And you know. That part, literally, if you kept going, you would drop down like 100 feet.
Okay.
Like, so that, like, I mean, not that anyone ever has, but literally we could see that from the other side, that little part where it curls up, and it's literally just a straight drop down like 150 feet.
Holy crap.
So like if for some reason you kept going, you would just go over the side.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Which would never happen, but like.
There's the first
that
time.
That freaks me out. There's no net, no nothing. Like you would just fall straight down the side.
Dang.
And it just like was, it was like almost the size of the mountain. Like it was so tall. So then on that note, so then Michelle and I decided to get in line for Navi River Run, which ended, it was 80 minutes. We were saying like, it was worth it at the time, but like if that line's over 40 minutes, don't go on it. Cause it's like a 2 minute ride.
Oh.
So it's like pirates, but like you're in the beautiful Navi jungle.
Wait, is that short?
It's so short.
For some reason I thought it was much like a pirate's.
No, it's
like timed.
So short. And there's, it's screens. And then at the very end, they have that amazing animatronic.
Yeah.
Which is worth it for the whole ride. But like you'll see, you'll look in the water and there's like lily pads and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful ride. Very peaceful.
So short.
But so short.
Wow. Yeah. I thought it was like a whole thing.
And luckily you spend like a good quarter of the ride with that animatronic. You go past it really slowly.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, we know what we got here. We got this cool animatronic and this song that's going to get stuck in your head. So then we ate at, what is that restaurant called? We ate at Satuli's Canteen, which that is good food. So you choose a protein, you choose your base, and then you choose your sauce. The meat, so I got meat, slow roasted beef. It was really good. But then the bases were like brown rice and beans, noodles with like red peppers in them, or like some other weird thing. And I was like, this is all disappointing. So I got the noodles. I didn't even eat it. And I also got a quesadilla.
Yes.
They have unlimited soda refills. So that restaurant, it's very similar to Docking Bay 7, but like it's just not for picky eaters.
I ate at the dinosaur area.
Oh.
I got chicken tenders and fries.
Chicky nuggies? We did go past the dinosaur area because Tiff wanted to go on Extinction, but the line was too long.
Oh, I love that ride.
And we saw Launchpad McQuack. What is his name? Launchpad? And Scrooge McDuck, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and Launchpad McQuack?
Oh, McCracken? Gosh.
Yeah.
Launchpad.
It was like Duck Fest, and they had Scrooge. they did not have Don Carnage. But he's not a duck, so I just love the name Don Carnage. So then we went to Epcot that night, and so that was our Disney World experience. And then we also did one of the night after the Backstage Magic Tour, because Michelle wasn't feeling well, we decided just to explore the resorts. So we went on the Skyliner, and as I said, like, I literally, Tiffany's like, what do you think of the Skyliner? I'm like, this is sexy. This is efficiency. Like, it's so efficient, Jenny.
Well, yeah, because you were telling me for people, like, if there's a handicap thing,
yeah,
you don't stop
no.
at all.
So it's constantly moving, and then they have a little offshoot area with three gondolas, and that's where they load people who can't, like, just jump on. And then it, like, when it's ready, it, like, wheels around, and it, like, just connects to the rest without stopping. And it just goes, and you get everywhere so fast, and it's just beautiful, and you see everything, and it's just like you get on and you get off, and you're like, I'm in my net, and then you like hop on, then you get takes you to a station, and you're like, okay, I want to go to this hotel, so you go to the right, and then you get on like this one, or you can go to the left and go in this one. So it only took us two stops to get to the Riviera. Explore the Riviera. That's really nice. I might want to stay there in the future. Uh-huh. The outside of the hotel is super ugly, but the inside's beautiful. It's like French themed, and they have really beautiful prints of like Minnie in beautiful blue dress. And like, I really wanted the Loungefly bag from there.
Uh-huh.
And then you can take the Skyliner from Epcot to Hollywood Studios. You can take it to all the resorts. Disney, make one that goes to Disney Springs, please. I guess maybe they'll have to clean like drunk people barf off there. That's why they don't have it. There's a lot of drunk people at Disney Springs. Dang. I do regret that we didn't go to Disney Springs. Michelle really wanted to go there. Next time we will go, Michelle. And so we ate dinner. Me and Tiffany ate at the Yacht Club Resort, and that whole area, it's a boardwalk, and it had like a bakery place. They have lots of ice cream places. That was one of the most beautiful areas. It's right by the exit of Epcot, and you can just walk around. It's like a 1920s boardwalk.
Ooh.
And yeah, we ate, like, I had a seafood pie, which was better than it sounds.
I was going to say, that sounds disgusting, but I'm not even a seafood person.
I just liked the pie. It was like the pie. I like the pie part.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty good. And they had good bread. They had good crab cakes. I left my phone in the bathroom there, and we went back and got it. So that one, we figured how we'd go back. All the resorts have direct buses to all the hotels. So we were going to go from there. They had a boat that was going to take us to Hollywood Studios, and then we're going to go from Hollywood Studios to our hotel. But because I left my phone back there, I was just like, I'll just pay for an Uber. So it was like a $5 Uber ride. So that's basically it. That's everything we did that I'm not going to talk about in a future episode. Questions, Jennifer?
No, that was magical. Yeah, I feel like I just went on vacation.
I feel like I talk so much. I bought a bunch of Figment stuff. I bought a couple shirts. I bought an Epcot Forever shirt. I bought a Walt Disney World shirt. I bought a really cute jacket that's black and it has Mickey Mouse ears, and it has like board embroidered Mickey Mouses on it.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle bought a collar for her cat. And like a train set for her mom. Tiffany, I can't remember what she bought. We got, they had this boba drink and at Epcot for the festival. And the only reason we got it is it came in a Figment cup. The drink was disgusting. But yeah, we just wanted a little Figment cup. Epcot was the best. I want to do KidCot again. I want to do that and actually do each one. I want to marry someone from Epcot. Give them their green card. I want to see that cute boy again who Michelle kept making blush, who said we were going to fly. Yeah, we got a dessert where it was this chocolate ball and they poured hot chocolate on it. It melted the chocolate onto the dessert.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So good. Yeah, I really want to eat the teppanyaki restaurant in Japan where like they cook in front of you.
Yeah.
I heard Italy has good restaurants. People like the German restaurant. I'm just not a big like Wiener person.
Yeah, when I ate there... Emily thought there was going to be a lot more for me to eat. And then I think I was just eating soft pretzels like all night.
Tiff wanted to eat at the all-you-can-eat German restaurant. And I was like, no.
Yeah, there was nothing. Yeah, Emily felt really bad. Because when we were looking at all the food, she's like, I'm so sorry. I thought there'd be more for you to eat here. I'm like, I'll just keep eating pretzels.
Oh, we went on the Frozen Forever ride.
Oh, yeah. See, that wasn't open yet because they had just closed
Maelstrom.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's the same. I remember Maelstrom. It's the same track. It's very intense for kids, like the ride track. So you're at one point, like you're going backwards. You do go down backwards, down a hill.
Ooh.
Not very far, but like far enough. And then like there is a big drop. Michelle and I were laughing because so the last scene after you drop, there's like the beautiful Arendelle Castle and there's fireworks. And to the right, there's two little puffins that were from the old ride. And everyone's looking at the fireworks. Michelle and I, at the same time, without even thinking, went, puffins. And we were laughing. We're like, we're the only two people who looked over there instead of over here. And we're like, puffins. And I just really wanted to buy a puffin. Oh. I got to operate. I'll talk about this in the backstage magic tour. I got to operate the polar bear from Maelstrom. Oh. I got to like push the button. I was the only person who got to operate both animatronics because Tiff volunteered me to do it. So I was very happy.
Yes.
Yeah. I highly recommend Disney World. Michelle said she wants to make it an annual thing. So hopefully I'll be back next year.
Yeah. I was just going to ask. I'm like, do you think you got your fill for a little bit or when's the next time you're going
to
go?
We didn't get to go to Hollywood Studios. So I really want to go back and go there.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, for our next trip, if we're like go to Epcot 2 days, Hollywood Studios 1 day, maybe do a split day for Magic Kingdom. Or even like if they're like, you can't go to Magic Kingdom, you can't go to Animal Kingdom, you can just go to Universal, I would do that.
Right.
Because Universal, we didn't get to go on any rides at Islands of Adventure because it was too crowded.
I went on the Dr. Seuss ride.
Oh, yeah. We went on Cat in the Hat. We did do that. We went on Cat in the Hat. And Tiff and I were very disturbed.
Yeah. We only had time to do that. And then the whole like Harry Potter area that was open.
I love Diagon Alley. We were going to go on Spider-Man and it like shut down and then the line got too long. So I really want to go back and do that. But like I really want to go back and go in Hollywood Studios and I just love Epcot. Epcot forever. And then next time I go, the Ratatouille ride should be open.
Okay.
Remy writes. So that was our Universal episode. You expect two.
Universal episode?
Sorry. That was our Disney World review. Expect two more episodes about my Orlando trip at least.
Orlando.
We're going to be milking that trip. Special thanks to David, Jennifer, Lauren, Mandy, Tiffany, Tori, and Wynette. If you would like to be a Patreon of mine, go to patreon.com. Well, not mine personally, 1313 Harbor. Patreon.com/1313Harbor, the podcast. We do bonus episodes. We're going to do a bonus episode on the Grand Floridian. We're going to do one today on the bathrooms of Disneyland.
Yeah.
There's some great content. We do a monthly Google Hangout. It just depends on what tier you want. So you can also go to our website, 1313harborthepodcast.com. You can find anything you want on there. We have our Instagram, 1313Harbor the Podcast, Twitter, 1313Harbor. You can email us at 1313HarborThePodcast@gmail.com. There's lots of ways to contact me. Please request episodes. Please let me know what you think. Let me know what your favorite thing to do in Orlando is. So do you have anything else to add? You can go to Lil Ray Cakes.
Oh, yes. You can follow me at Lil Ray Cakes and on Instagram.
Order some Lil Ray Cakes, not in the summer. Order some now.
Order some now.
Order some
minimum
cakes.
Minimum 4 dozen.
Minimum
2 dozen per flavor.
We won't judge you if you just eat all 4 dozen yourself. In fact, we will applaud you.
Uh-huh.
If you do that, we'll give you a special shout out. If you order Lil Ray Cakes, when you place the order, tell Jenny that to tell me to give you a shout out, and I will on 1313 Harbor.
And you will also get 2% off of your order. No.
You will get 1% off of your order. Jasmine will cover it. So to all who come to this happy podcast,
welcome!